ओम शांति, ओम शांति। आई जस्ट वॉन्ट टू से फ्यू वर्ड्स अबाउट चक्रधारी दीदी बिकॉज देर आर मेनी फर्स्ट टाइमर्स हु मे नॉट नो हर। दीदी चक्रधारी हैज बीन विद बाबा फॉर मोर देन 50-60 ईयर्स फ्रॉम हर वेरी यंग एज एंड शी हैज रिसीव्ड लॉट्स ऑफ सस्टेनेंस। Lived with Brahma Baba, Mama, Dadi Gulzar, all these seniors, Jagdish Bhai, and taken sustenance. At present, Chakradhari Didi is based in Delhi, and she is also the regional coordinator for Russia, CIS, and Baltic countries. And so she is going to share with us some very interesting, intimate stories of Brahma Baba. And Mama, the beginning days of the yajna. So welcome her with one hand clap. Thank you.
Om Shanti. As Sister Meera was mentioning, and I am thinking that these are two topics. One is beginning days of yajna. Others, the days which I spent with Mama and Baba. So first I start with the beginning days of yajna. As it is written here, original love. So as soon as I was seeing these words and reading them, at once I remember that when this yajna was established, at that time, if any newcomer used to come to yajna, one or the two sisters always remained standing to welcome them. And they were welcoming them by using the words, "Oh, our sweet loving souls, come, come our sweet loving souls." These words were not that they were making them to address these newcomers, but these were the words which from the heart they start using them, that these are the souls to whom we all belong to, and we belong to one Father. So these souls belonging to one family, they are coming to us and they are welcoming them with such loveful words. So in the beginning, Baba giving so much love to the children, because it was not the love which attracts the souls. It was the love like a magnet which is making the children loveful. As something is attracted by the magnet, that thing starts attracting the other thing in such a way that love was the magnet love. And really, the original thing was that. So in the beginning of the service, when yajna started, it was in 1952-53, when the sisters, our dadis, start going out from the yajna. In those days, when I was not in knowledge, I was living at home, but listening that some fairies has come in Delhi, and these fairies are not putting their legs on the earth, not they are on the sky, but in between they are flying. So everyone start attracting that what kind of people they were be, who are not on the sky and not on the earth, and they were flying in between. So it was their stage that whenever anyone starts seeing towards them, they feel they are not ordinary person. They are uncommon. And they were attracted towards them. And when our dadis start doing services, and they were living in a very ordinary places, because at that time no one knows who they are. And when after doing some service in Delhi, they return back to Baba, and they show Baba their body, that how this body has become so much like a wound in their body, and they were leading such an ordinary life. And Baba told children, I will not send you again back to Delhi. But after 2-3 days, letters start coming from those to whom they have given the knowledge. That Baba, we are leading the condition like a fish which come out by someone from the water. How it will be possible to live without water? And these sisters who are nourishing us with such a powerful knowledge of water, and they went away. We are crying, we are jumping like a fish. Tell us, Baba, what we will do now. And Baba read out that letter before the children who came back from Delhi, and Baba give them the assurance that I will not send you back in Delhi because your body has become such. But when Baba read out that letter and they listen the letter, they start saying, Baba, we must go. Baba told, how you can lead your easy life there because it's a very hard life. Saying, whatever it will be, for the sake of Baba's service, we want to go back. How early you can send us? In such a little time, we want to go back. And they went back. And at that time, Brother Jagdishji come in contact with the sisters and start Baba's knowledge in one room where so many sisters were living together. And Baba gave the instruction to Jagdish brother that you hire that home for opening the service in Delhi, that place which will be very near to Delhi University. Because this is a spiritual university. A spiritual university should be near to Lockheed University. But condition is, you have to see that house, which house will be such a separatist that his four walls will not attach with any kind of resident people. Such house should be there. Or really, Jagdish Bhai searched that home, which was separate home in that street, and four sides open, and not even a single wall was attached with Baba's home. And it was on second floor, because ground floor, their press was going on, printing press. On the first floor, the landlord family was living, and on the second floor and third floor, Baba's center was open. Jagdish Bhai usually living on the upper side, upper floor of the house, because that floor remains silent and he can do whatever he wants to write at any time.
Chakradhari Didi, many souls were asking, you know, how did you come to Baba?
Yes.
And how you got that love, that original love you experienced, and that you were able to surrender yourself to Baba? You know, they would like to hear that intimate love that you got from Baba when you came from Mama, Baba.
So, I want to recite little bit about this yajna, then I will tell you about Baba. Because I think that how the center starts, some people start saying us that at that time when the houses were so cheap, you people have not purchased any center at that time. And when the property starts having much more cost, then you start purchasing. Why it is? And it was the love of Baba for each and every soul. Baba was saying, whatever my children are putting for the sake of service of Baba in the box, each and everything, each and every penny should be used for the service of the children. And when the children will start coming and start becoming students of this university, then someone will come to purchase the home. Don't worry of purchasing any kind of property. First of all, use each and every penny to bring out my children who are in such a peaceless and wretched condition. It was the love of Baba. So in such a time, I came and becoming Baba's child. At that time, very few people were there in knowledge. In center, I surrendered after 2-3 years, I surrendered myself in Baba's center. In 1962, I started living in center. But before that, while I was living at home, first when I went to Baba, I think I was quite new. About 3-4 months, maybe before that, I have taken the knowledge. And someone going to meet to Baba, and I was thinking, what kind of Baba will be? Maybe I am seeing the picture of Baba, but how he was living? Maybe he was living like a saintly people are living. Maybe he is living a very ordinary cottage, and maybe we will live outside the cottage. Something will be there. So when I went there, I was very curious to meet Baba. So I went to Baba, and Baba asked the instrument teacher, call hold the party and I will meet everyone. I didn't know anything about who is Baba, who is Mama. Before that, I can say that our instrument teacher take us to meet Baba. Baba came and Baba sit like that. And I was starting seeing Baba. I love him very much. But one thought was there in my mind. Because my grandfather was very tall and like this age, like a Baba. His face was not like that, but in this age he was like this. So I always afraid to go near to my grandfather. I never go near to him. So as soon as I saw Baba, he came like that and sitting like this. So I start seeing, I love him, but I don't want to go near to him. And I hesitate very much. Then Baba asked the instrument, without introducing them, you have brought them here. They know who Baba is. Really, I myself was having that experience. I was thinking, he is like my grandfather. And mother starts saying, he is my father. And my Laukik father was saying, I am experiencing him. He is my father-in-law. So like that, everyone was getting that experience. One day only. On second day, as soon as Baba's eyes fell towards the children, I impressed by Baba to that extent that someone meeting Baba, going in the lap of Baba, and Baba was giving them leave to go from Madhuban to their residence. So it was a system when people are going back to their place, they first come to Baba to get in Baba's, coming in Baba's lap, getting love from Baba. And they were sitting and one by one they are coming in the lap of Baba. So I was seeing. And after one person, I come to Baba and sit in his lap. He gave me love and saying, child, are you going back? I don't know, going back or coming. I know everyone is taking the lap. It is my father. Why not I will go in his lap? So Baba gave me so much love. And he told, you are going? I told, I will never go. I will never go. This was the promise now. So I spent with Baba a few days. But as Baba is so close, I never ask from anyone, I will come to Baba or not. Whenever I am seeing the Lachhu was looking after Baba, he is somewhere here or there, I enter into Baba's room and going to Baba and embrace Baba and getting love and coming back. That's all. So Baba's love was such that if once one has taken that love, cannot leave that love. And when I came back, as soon as thought comes in my mind that I should go to Baba, one other way I received a letter from Baba. That child, your friend has come. Come, immediately come to Baba. So without getting permission from my home, I start packing my luggage. Then my parents start asking, where you are going? So I gave the answer, Baba is inviting me. He is saying, all the time he don't have anyone else, he is inviting you only. I say, I can't say anything, but he has invited me. No one helping me to go to station even. I myself calling someone, please help me to take my luggage to the railway station. Station was not far away. And I used to go to Baba. I think after 2 months or 3 months, at the most 3 months, I used to come to Baba. And Baba was giving so much love. And I asked Baba, Baba, my father is not allowing me to live in the center and I want to live in the center. Baba told child, I will tell you one method. When you get the holidays in your school or in your college, and at that time I was in school, when you are getting holiday in your school, I will ask someone, they will give you one room, you 2-3 kumaris sit in that room, I will provide you one hand machine, and you sew some cloths and tell your father that we want to learn how to sew the cloths. And that sewing machine I will provide you. So Baba talking someone, and that lady giving us that room, and Baba giving us the sewing machine, and we ask at home that in these holidays we want to learn how to sew the cloths. So from morning 8 o'clock, preparing our breakfast and lunch, and coming to our sewing class. We were 3 kumaris. And after that, Baba was giving us the instruction, little bit you do with that machine, and after that, somewhere you go for giving the class. So little classes we start, we are 3 mothers, 4 mothers start to come, and we were giving them Baba's knowledge. In this way, 8 o'clock from home we're starting, and 9 o'clock we open our sewing class, and in the evening 6 o'clock we used to go back home. And whole the day we were doing one kind of service or other kind of service. Someone inviting us, here is some congregation, give some lecture, and Baba was sending us some points of Murli in one paper, and we were reading it and going and reciting those Baba's letters also in oral, not written. And sometime Baba sending some children who used to go to Madhuban, go and see my children's sewing class. We don't know what to sew, but the ready-made garments we bring from our home and hang in our room. So that anyone will come and they will say how many cloths we have seen. So Baba was giving us so many tollies and so many points, all these things. Baba was sustaining us in such a way. And when Baba was in Bombay, at that time, I was living at home at that time, so Baba told our Badi Didi, who was in the beginning the administrative head of this institution, after Mama. The Baba asked Didi that you bring these 3 kumaris in Bombay. Baba want to show them what is this world in Bombay. So Baba inviting us, in any way I get permission from Baba, and I stay about 1 month with Baba in Bombay. So daily Baba in the morning used to go in one place, Nehru Garden, and the other place are some other place. There are 2 gardens, and Baba used to go for a walk in the morning. And we 3 kumaris used to go with Baba for walk in the morning. And Baba in the morning reciting us little points of knowledge. 2 cars used to go. In one car Ramesh brother was driving, in which Baba was sitting. In other car, Nalini brother, sister Nalini, whose father was driving, and where some other ones, we kumaris and some other brothers and sisters were sitting. Like that we used to go in the park. So Baba daily sending us in one place or the other place to give the message of Baba. And what message we have to give, Baba was teaching us this message in this way you recite to this person. And Baba arranged car and everything for us, and we used to go to someone. And whatever message Baba was giving us, we are going and repeating that message to them. And whatever message we are receiving from them, we are coming back and reciting that message to Baba. Then Baba was teaching us all the time how to do the service. So once we were in the park, and I was seeing that one person was holding one like that vessel in his hand, full with water, and he used to worship the sun. So he was putting the water like that and folding the hand, bowing the head and worshipping the sun. So I was seeing that sun of knowledge is standing here and that person is worshipping that sun. So I asked Baba, can I go to that person to tell him that sun of knowledge is here who is giving us the knowledge? Baba told, no child, leave it. So when Baba told, leave it, so I leave it. But after second day, again I was seeing that same fellow was doing the same act, putting the water, folding the head, and folding the hands, and putting down the head like that. But I was seeing that person, and I was thinking, Baba told me, leave it, so how I can go to give him the message. But on third day, I was seeing that person, whatever the vessel he hold in his hand, he put that vessel on that place, and in a fast feet, running towards Baba, and came and fell down on the feet of Baba. So when he fell down on the feet of Baba, Baba by his shoulders, putting him up and embracing that person. And there were tears in his eyes, like that he was doing. So Baba understand the person is weeping. So Baba put on his handkerchief and washed his tears like that. He seemed towards Baba and ran away. As he came, no, he came back, went back. So what has happened? Our time was over, we come out from that garden, but Baba sent one brother that you go and ask that fellow why he fell down on the feet of Baba and why he was weeping. And we all were very curious to know what was happened. So when that brother came and he was reciting to Baba his experience, that Baba, that fellow told me that from long a time I was worshipper of Vishnu. And today I saw Vishnu was standing. So I ran towards Baba and I fell down on his feet. And then with the great happiness, tears start coming from my eyes. But after some time, when Baba was cleaning his tears, he saw Brahma Baba. I was saying like this. He saw Brahma Baba because now Vishnu was not there. It was the Brahma Baba. So he ran away. Because previously the Vishnu was there. He fell down on the feet of Vishnu. No, it is not the Vishnu. It is ordinary person. So he ran away. So brother told him that to whom you have seen Vishnu, in such and such place he is living and he is giving the knowledge. If you want to listen the knowledge, you come and can listen. And he gave the answer, no, I only want to have a vision of my God. And I have that vision of my God. I don't want to listen any knowledge. So Baba always saying, it is very easy to understand Shiv Baba, but it is not easy to understand Brahma Baba. Unless Brahma Baba was not known by anyone, they don't have the full belief over Shiv Baba. How Shiv Baba descended in an ordinary body and how he himself is giving his knowledge. It's very necessary to know the both, who the Brahma Baba is and who the Shiv Baba is. Really, I have seen that he saw Vishnu, he fell down, he weep even, but he didn't know who this fellow is. So when that vision was over, he ran away. So Baba always saying, some children are having a great faith that God is incorporeal. It's really He is Shiva. He is a point of light. But they don't have full faith that God Shiva descended in this ordinary body. And this is the Brahma Baba with whom, from whom Baba is establishing the new world. And this is the first soul of the golden age who has reached its last age. And now, this last stage, he is going to become again the number one first prince of the world. So children, there should be a very clear knowledge of Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba. So I have seen that how Baba was sustaining the children with such a great love that sometime when Brahma Bhojan was offered and very few children were like that, children are sitting and Baba is sitting with the children and accepting the Bhojan, Brahma Bhojan. But we were seeing what Baba is eating, how Baba is eating. So Baba never eats himself. As soon as he takes little part of his chapati and is seeing towards the children, children were seeing towards Baba. Baba said, come, come. So one by one, everyone start to coming to have little part of that chapati in their mouth from Baba. So with great love, first Baba feeding the children, then he feed himself. Otherwise, we all were offered each and everything in our plates, but no one want to eat from their own plate, want to eat first from Baba's plate. And Baba with his own hands feeding them, everyone, with such a great love. Sometime Baba was inviting, once I was sitting and Sister Sudesh, who is now from Germany, and she was sitting in like that queue were there and Baba sitting like this. And I was sitting in this side, Sudesh sister was sitting in this side, like that queues were there and everyone was offered Brahma Bhojan, were eating. And after finishing the Brahma Bhojan, and I forget to bring the handkerchief. So after that I have to clean my hands. So Sister Sudesh asked me like that, do you have this? I forget. Only with the sign we were indicating each other that she want this and I also want, but we don't have, both of us don't have this handkerchief. Baba was seeing, we don't know Baba is seeing, noticing us. And Baba put off his handkerchief and throw towards me and saying, first you clean and then give to her. And as a friend Baba saying, so clean, so nice handkerchief. How I clean my hands of vegetable with that handkerchief? So I am seeing the handkerchief, Baba again saying. So I little like that doing, giving to Sister Sudesh. she again sing towards Baba, what I will do? Baba again sing. Now you do it. So as people are saying, God is our father, God is our friend, really we were seeing that how he is not our father, he is our friend us. And father, I was reciting this experience sometime to someone, that once Baba was going, taking us towards the Naki Lake, and minister's cottages, like is this side, Pandavon, and that who holds the hand of Baba, they don't want to leave the hand of Baba. Everyone, anyone who holds the hand, they want to hold the hand full time while Baba is going. And everyone wants that I will hold the hand of Baba while we are going somewhere. So once Baba asked child, leave it. And Baba like this, saying, five came from this side, five come from this side. So 10 people, see, 10 are holding the hands of Baba. And Baba is very happy saying, I am Bachadewal, how many children I have with me, how many children I have. So loveful Baba was that he is not only sustaining with knowledge, but sustaining with the giving the all experience of all the relationship. That how Baba is our friend, how Baba is our father, how Baba is our mother. Sometimes Baba is sending us, go to see the other Kumari or Achalgarh or Dilwara temple. We all were standing in a queue, taking leave from Baba. One by one coming in Baba standing, embracing Baba, Baba kissing us from here, giving fruit in our hand as is military man going in a war. We are going only for a picnic. But Baba is giving us such a love. Each and everyone standing in a queue, embracing Baba and taking love from Baba, having fruit in his hand and going outside. And Baba is saying, my children are going for excursion. Go for excursion. Very happy to see children. And with his own hand sometime, once Baba prepares some gulab jamun, and Baba wants that gulab jamun, I will feed each and every child with my own, with my hands. So every child was coming to Baba in his lap, giving Baba love. And then one gulab jamun, because it was so hot, Baba, and then Baba giving in their mouth, eat. And they are eating. So big. They are not children, we were not children little, like you also, very big person also, sometimes some hot, fat person. Baba says, come child, come. And child is coming, maybe not, but come child, come. And Baba is embracing. Baba is Baba, I can say. Not if parents can sustain their children in such a way, when children become young. But it is Baba who always seeing the children, they are smart. Like that, Mama was also giving so much love, so much love. Because I was given the permission to live in the center by Mama, through Mama, from my father. Otherwise, my father never allowed me to live in the center. So once Mama was in Delhi, and about 3 o'clock, I went to Mama. Mama was taking little rest. And Didi told me, you take wait little time, when Mama will awaken, then you talk to Mama. And Mama awakened. And I went to Mama. And I asked Mama, today you have to decide my life. How long I will live at home? When I have decided that I will spend my life for the sake of service of Baba, so I want to live in the center, but my Laukik father doesn't allow me to live in the center. So Mama told me, I will take leave from your father, don't worry. because father was having a great respect for mama. Maybe he was not in a knowledge in a perfect way, but he was having some love and respect for mama and baba. So mama taking leave from my father, saying only that my caste was Nanda, and mama told Nanda ji, what you have thought about Chakradhari? And father told mama, I know her. She cannot stay in the center. Center life is a hard life. And she didn't even take chapati with his own hand to eat. And didn't even clean any handkerchief at home. How she can spend her life in such a yajna where everything one has to do with their own hands? Mama told, you are right. So let us see. 4 weeks you allow her to live in the center. She will see herself that she can go on this life or not. We will see this, that she can go on this life or not. And you will see that she can go on this life or not. So let us have the trial of this. So mama with such a great yukti told him. And father kept quiet. Didn't say yes, didn't say no. So after 3 weeks, Gulzar Dadi was living in the first center from Mount Abu, Kamla Nagar. I went there only to meet Gulzar Dadi. And on the same day, one sister who was living with Gulzar Dadi, she was shifted from this center to other center. And Gulzar Dadi was alone there. She told that Jagdish brother has went to take their sister to other center, and I am alone here in this center. Chakradhari, can you live with me? So I immediately told, yes, I can live with you. She is saying, when you will come? I told, tomorrow I will come. And second day I make my little briefcase ready and come to my center, Kamla Nagar center. And father came in the evening when father understand that she went to a center. So my father was assistant manager in one bank. So his bank was very near. And when he got the phone from the home that she went, he in the evening came back to the center and asked me, you have to go back to home. So I told, okay, I will go with you. So on the same day evening, I will go with him back. And in the morning, I told him, today I am going back. He is saying, how you can go? I say, when you told me you have to go with me at home, I didn't say anything. I accompany you. No, I am saying I am going back. Why you are saying you cannot go? No, I will go. He said, but I will not allow you. I said, no. Mama has told you, you will try, I will try, and I myself will try. So let us try. He could not say anything. So for 4 weeks I came, I think now about 60 years have passed, that 4 weeks have not yet finished. So it was the love of Baba, it was the love of Mama which bring us in Baba's home. And it was, at that time, it was not easy to live in the center. Because in the center, there was not even a bed to sleep. Nothing was there. In first center of Kamla Nagar, there was only one bed which came from Sindh, Hyderabad by the ship in Mount Abu, And that bed came in the first center, Kamla Nagar. And two chairs and one table. That's all. Nothing was there. And my Lokik sister came once in center. And she told me that I want to see your room. There was not even a bed to me where I will show her my room. Because at that time there was only one bed and Gulzar Dadi was sleeping on that bed. Why she was sleeping? Because we all were washing our clothes and putting the water, wrapping the clothes and putting on the bed. And putting over that clothes, one sheet, and Gulzar Dadi sleeping, and all the clothes were pressed. So pressing the cloths, she used to sleep on that bed. And I was having a mat to sleep. So what I will give the answer to my sister, she want to see my room, where I am living in this center. She asked me, show me your room, because she was living in a very big bungalow. I told her, immediately Baba was helping all the time. And I told her, it is our system and the maryada, code of conduct of this university, that unless one is not following the celibacy and not following the principle of this yajna, they cannot enter the rooms of the sisters. So no one can enter. You are sitting in the hall, I can meet you here, but you cannot enter in my room. It is not the system of this sense. I don't have the room, I don't have the bed, but I will show her where I am living. But that life was not, it is now when I am narrating that experience, I am speaking like that. At that time, not even a single thought ever comes in the mind that there is no bed, nothing is there, how I can leave this, how we can spend our whole life in such a way. No, I belong to Baba. I received that God the Father to whom I was worshipping from my childhood. Nothing I want in my life. I want one that I have received. And it was the love of Baba that who has given us such a great love that we don't want anything more except one Baba. That was our Baba and our Mama. Om Shanti.
Do you want to continue a little bit until 9:30? Yeah? This is a Gyan Yoga session. So while listening, we are having yoga. Okay? So Didi can continue until 9:30. And then at 9:30 we have a good night song. Yeah?
Because this is such a lengthy.
बैठे रहे सभी 9:30 तक दीदी शेयर करेंगे और एक्सपीरियंस सुन के जाएंगे.
So इसलिए मैंने therefore I started from the beginning how the yajna was and then I want to narrate my experience. So in the beginning, when yajna was established, as you know, that now we are seeing our dadis were living in such a beautiful homes and beautiful decorated rooms, whatever it is. But no one knows how dedicated their life was and how they have spent their days. When there was nothing to eat and nothing to sleep, not so many comfortables were there. I think maybe some of you have heard a few days before, one brother was narrating his experience, very beautiful experience was. He was saying, I belong to a very poor family, but I was very fond of Baba that I have received God, and I was doing a lot of service in each and every village, and door to door I am going and giving the message to everyone. So when I get the chance to come in Madhuban, And he came to Madhuban in those days when the beginning of the yajna was here. Then I asked, Mama, once you come in our village, there is so much service. And one sister was sitting aside. She starts saying, Mama, this village is not for you to go in such a place. This person is a very poor person and he is leading a very wretched life. He cannot afford anything. And there is no electricity. No vehicle is there in such a village, which is such an interior village. It is not the service for you, Mama, to go there. So Mama kept quiet. But this brother heard that that sister was narrating that this brother is very poor and living in such an ordinary village, and he is leading a very poor life. And that village where there is no kind of transport is there, and Mama should not go there. So he was reciting his experience that whole the night I was thinking that I am poor. I cannot invite Mama. Mama cannot visit my village. And thinking, even tears start coming from my eyes. How I become rich person that I can invite Mama. So in the morning, he narrating his experience to some of his friends. And that friend sharing his experience to Mama. And Mama inviting him and ask him, when you are inviting me in your village? He is saying, Mama, I am poor. I cannot invite you. Mama saying, don't worry of that. I must go in your village. And on the bullock cart, Mama was sitting on a bullock cart and going in that village. And Mama told him, I myself, whatever money is spending over me by you there, that everything, don't worry, I myself will spend everything. And whatever transport is needed in your village, I myself arrange everything. But I must go in your village. And Mama used to go in such places where there is no place to live, no transport, not even a good food to eat. But Mama was seeing the love of the children for the sake of Baba to serve the people. So when Mama was doing like that, you can imagine what other Baba's children will follow. It was very easy for everyone to go in small, small villages and giving the message of Baba to everyone. Not even a single dadis were saying, it's very hard to go in such a place. How our dadis were going, I have seen that little bag made by the cloth, and that bag was like that, and holding the bag in the hand, going one center to the other center, and giving the Baba's knowledge to everyone. So ordinary life they have led. But Baba was, when they were coming in Baba's home, Baba giving them the love. Maybe you have heard one story, because once our Manohar Dadi, who was very great server of ordinary people, whatsoever people may be, she used to do the service of everyone with the heart. And once one person gave one tin of ghee, and that ghee, he told, you are goddess says, you should use this ghee. And Dadi Manohar told, no, we will not use it. We have so great yajna. I will send this ghee in a yajna. Because yajna was at that time passing a very ordinary life. So Dadi Manohar was reciting sometime her experience that taking that tin of ghee in a train, and I sit in that train in an ordinary compartment, the conductor came, the checker of the ticket came, and he asked her, where is your ticket? She is saying, what is ticket? Saying, where you are going? Saying, Abu Road. Saying, but where is your ticket? What is ticket? Saying, when one is going from one place to other place in the train, they have to purchase the ticket. She is saying, I know. Saying, then show me your ticket. Saying, you know, I am going in a great yajna to give this tin of ghee there, and after giving I will come back. So why I will take the ticket from anyone? She told, I am going and then I will come back also. I am not going, I am only going to give this ghee in the yajna and then I will come back. So he was seeing that she is so innocently saying me like that. He told, okay, I will leave you. If someone, other one come, then what you will do? She is saying, what I have told you, I will tell the same to him also. Because I am not speaking lie, I am speaking truth. And this is the ghee for yajna. You know, God has created such a great yajna. No one knows it. He was saying like that. And Dadi was sitting and going and giving ghee. And then going, saying, Baba, no, I am going back. Baba is saying, child, you take, purchase the ticket. Saying, no, Baba, I have told that person that I am going and then I will be coming back. Baba saying, that same fellow will be there or maybe some other one. Saying, maybe any other one. I will tell him, I only went to give the ghee. Why I take the ticket? I don't went to live there. I went to give the ghee only. So I give the tin of ghee and come back, that's all. So our dadis were in such a way, very much saving the money, don't using the money. And when I came in the center, at that time there was no bed to sleep. Jagdish Bhai was also sleeping on a mat. I was also sleeping on a mat, on the floor. And I told you only there was only one bed. And Baba himself, Baba and Mama himself came to live in that center, which was second floor. And there was little two rooms were there and one little hall was there. And Baba lived there. But Baba used to live in Mount Abu. It was very open place and it was cold here in Delhi. Summer season, it was very hot. But Baba was saying, okay, if my children are living, Baba can also live here. So Baba lived there. And second time, when Baba came, he came in other place, that was Rajouri Garden, and Baba was there. Jagdish Bhai was having fever. So due to fever, he could not go to the Rajouri Garden for one day to meet Mama and Baba because he was having a great high temperature, 5 temperature. He could not go. So Baba and Mama both came to meet Jagdish Bhai. That he could not come, I will go to meet my son. Because 4 days continuously, day and night, he was writing one book and Baba has given him the instruction that this book should be printed in such a way that it should reach to the centers within 4-5 days so that everyone will do the service with this. So he may be tired, and Baba went. And as soon he was alone at center, Baba knocked the door. Baba and Mama and one sister was with Baba and Mama. Baba knocked the door and Jagdish by himself come to open the gate and saw that Mama and Baba were there. And Baba embraced the child. Oh child, you have fever. And really Jagdish Bhai was saying, from that time fever has gone as if there was only the fever was waiting. Let Mama and Baba come and then I will go away. And from that time there was no fever. And I was before, half an hour before, 5 temperature was there. And so high temperature and I could not even stand. But how Baba and Mama's love was to this extent that with that great love, person was not only feeling the disease, but disease also ran away from the life of the person. Such was the love of Baba. Baba was not having love with the children, but Baba was having love with everyone. Because when in Mount Abu Baba came, so Baba always saying, I want to feed my children with the milk of cows and fresh milk of cows. So Baba purchased few cows and the milk, fresh milk was taken from the cows and given to the children. And as soon as Baba used to go there where the cows were, so seeing Baba, all the cows running towards Baba. Every cow as if all around standing before Baba. And Baba is calling, Sandeshi, Kumarka, Baba has given the name to the cows, the children's name. So where is Sandeshi? Sandeshi is running. Sandeshi is Kumarka. Where is Kumarka? Prakashmani Dadi's name was Kumarka. Kumarka is running. So all are running towards Baba. Baba with his own hands feeding the cows. So once Baba thought that these cows which belong to the hill station, they are giving a very less milk, very little milk. So why not we should purchase few cows from some other cities so that children will get the more milk. So one cow from one station which is far away from Abu Road, Mount Abu to Abu Road, and from Abu Road it takes 1 hour by the train to reach in that place, Sirohi. This is a small town and Baba sent someone, purchased one cow from that place and those cows are giving more milk. So brother purchased one cow and cow was there. After 2 days, cow was not there. That brother who was taking the cow in jungle for churning, he gave the reply to Baba, Baba, I have taken 20 cows. But one cow which I have purchased just 2 days before from Sirohi, I have lost it. Baba told child, you search here and there, you will find it. So 2-3 days have passed and cow was not there. So Baba asked the child, you go to Sirohi, from whom you have purchased the cow, and ask the master, is there any kind of nature of your cow? Because sometime master knows where my cow like to go. Maybe near the water, or under the hill, or somewhere beneath the tree, where she like, master knows it. You go and ask the master. So when brother went there and he asked that the cow which I have purchased, we have lost it. He told, just today in the morning, cow has reached to my home, back. See how far it is, and cow reached back to the master. So brother came and gave the answer to Baba, Baba, that cow has reached to his master. Then Baba told, see children, even animal having that intellect and having that love with the master, that they cannot remain away from the master for long time. Covering such a lengthy route, she reached to the house of the master. And you children, who belong to father, your master, and you are directly saying, Baba, we want to remember you, but we could not remember. We forget you. Children, animal cannot forget his master. And you children, forget the master. Therefore, Baba is saying, this is the time when human being has reached to the worst stage than the animal. Animal is much more better than the human being. So those children who are saying, sometimes some children sitting before Baba and saying, Baba, we try to remember you, but we could not remember. Baba sometimes very lovely and amusingly saying, you don't hesitate to say like this. Don't have shame saying this to father, who is making you the sovereign of the world, who is making you the king of the world, and you are saying to such a father that we could not remember you. To whom you are remembering? Those who are bringing you down, those who are putting you in a place where you can lead a very wretched life, and you cannot remember that who is remover of sins and making you pure. Oh my children, whatever you are speaking, try to understand to whom you belong to, what you are going to receive. So Baba is saying, some children remembering me, but they are not remembering what they are going to receive from the Father. Unless you will not knowing what we are going to receive, you cannot remember the Father well. If anyone want to remember the Father, very naturally, originally, only then they can remember when in one eyes there is Baba and other eyes the inheritance. What I am going to become. Baba is going to make me the sovereign of the world. I am going to become the emperor of the world. Children always remain in this intoxication. And Baba sometime was giving his experience, saying sometime, Lachhu was attending Baba. He was saying, Lachhu, you put everywhere mirror in all the walls of my room so that I can understand I am in this old body. Otherwise, sometime I become in such intoxicated stage that I am seeing myself, I am a little Krishna, and going on my feet, on the knees, like that in my room. I want to walk in my room like that. I have such intoxication. So if mirror was there, then I can understand, oh, I am not a child. This is the old body. So I remain in such intoxicated state. Children, are you remaining in this stage? Are you saying we forget? Once I asked one last I will tell you. Once I asked Baba, when I remember you. I was quite new at that time. When I remember you, I sometimes feel pain here. And Baba gave me the answer, child. When you remember your loving father, your sweet father, your long lost and now found father, my child feel pain here. Like that he was doing me like that. He was feeling pain here. I was at that time in such a state that I get the answer of my question. Because Baba gave me the answer in such a way, if there is love for Baba in my heart, can I say that when I remember you, I feel pain here? If there is lack of love, and I only want to concentrate my mind upon the Supreme Point of Light, it must be I will feel pain over here. So when we remember Baba, if we have love in the heart, that who has adopted me and to whom I have found, if such a thought remain in my heart and what I am going to receive from such a loving father, then how my remembrance can become a natural remembrance, a original remembrance, a easy remembrance. It is the remembrance of Baba. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you. Thank you, Devi Chakradhari. So let us all say good night to Baba tonight, emerging that love for Baba in our heart. Sit alert, take drishti from Devi, and experience Baba's presence for the next few minutes before we leave the hall. Say good night to Baba.